News in brief at Press TV. Reports say the U.S. has intercepted the communications of millions of Italian citizens. Meanwhile, Mexico has announced that it will probe allegations that Washington spied on the emails of the country's incumbent and former president. Elsewhere in France, the government has called on the U.S. to stop snooping on French citizens. The lawyers of Guantanamo Bay prisoners say the inmates' right to file complaints against torture is being violated. They say they are prevented from discussing mistreatment in secret prisons. Lawyers are also asking for the elimination of the death penalty as a possible sentence. Syrian armed forces have gained a new victory in their operations in the Damascus countryside. They've detected the hideouts of foreign-backed Takfiri insurgents and killed many of them. They've also secured some industrial areas. Iran's deputy foreign minister says it is encouraging to see that all sides of the meeting of the so-called Friends of Syria group have focused on a political initiative. Iran has called for a political solution and a halt to the flow of weapons since the crisis began in Syria. Iran's health sector says cancer patients and hemophiliacs have been hurt by the illegal sanctions far more than the country's nuclear program. Meanwhile, Israel and Saudi Arabia upped their pressure on the U.S. after the recent nuclear talks raised the prospect of sanctions relief. Tehran has condemned the anti-Iran remarks made by U.S. Undersecretary of State Wendy Sherman, who said deception is part of the DNA of Iranians. Iran's foreign ministry said such remarks violate the principle of mutual respect, and what is part of Iranians' DNA is resistance against any form of oppression. Bahraini regime forces have shot dead a 17-year-old activist. Ali Khalil al-Sabah had previously been arrested by the regime. Bahrain's interior ministry has called the slain teenage activist a terrorist. Following his death, anti-regime demonstrations broke out across the tiny island. A new poll shows a majority of U.S. citizens are skeptical about the efficiency of members of Congress. The survey was conducted after the factional fighting in Washington that led to a federal government shutdown. Another survey shows that more than half of the respondents blame the Republicans for the standoff.